Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience. It is an experience. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. More messages of support rolling in. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. I just got a message. Before I went to break, I was saying how I got a message where someone said, look, you know, I hear you every time you're on WEEI. I want more. You know, management there is going to realize that you need to be on more. And I said, look, you know, I'm very tight with Ken and management here. Everyone's been great to me. All the on-air talent have been great to me. But I made it clear that, you know, it's my job when the bat signal goes up to show up and do a great job. OK, that's all I can control. And I try to control that. I don't do the hirings and firings and all the comings and goings. That's not what I do. Right. And so I got a message just now during break that said Ken gave you a plug before you came on air today. He knows you're talented. For the record, I also think you do a great job. So thank you to whoever you are sending me that message. I appreciate that. And I do. I enjoy it. Again, you know, I'm on Nesson Monday through Friday. I do a morning show there. You can check it out. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy my WEEI times whenever I get an opportunity on weekends or even filling in. You know, I've filled in for a lot of the talent here during the week. You know, over the holidays and things like that. I just hope to be someone who can continue to grow here in Boston for years to come. Because one thing I've noticed since I've been here is, boy, I know you guys love your teams, but let me tell you something. You love your broadcasters, too. I mean, all these legends in this market who have been here 25, 30 plus years. You guys, you know, you treat them like family, and it's a really good place for a broadcaster to put down roots. So I have certainly planted those roots, and I, you know, I hope that they grow for a long time. And it's one of the, you know, reasons why I went with the topic I went with today. 617-779-7937. I'm asking you all point blank. You know, all these teams right now, in my opinion, the championship window is wide open for all of them. All these local teams. Now, obviously, Red Sox and Patriots are a little closer than the Celtics and the Bruins. I get it. But I'm going to make the case in this segment that the Bruins and the Celtics are not as far as you think. Although I'll acknowledge, yeah, it's complicated. 617-779-7937. For those of you hearing me for the first time, I invite people to call my show. You know, it always says a Travis Thomas Experience, like it's just my name on the marquee, right? But that's not the case. You know, the way I do the show I like all of you to be my co-host. And I try to come up with topics where I can include all of us, and you can get in here and you can tell me I'm a moron, or you can agree with me. 617-779-7937. The phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. I'm going to get to you soon. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram. Also, I just saw this breaking news. CP3 is retiring at the end of the season. And, you know, look, I don't know if Chris Paul is ever really going to be appreciated like he should. You know, he didn't get a championship, and that'll do you. But he is one of the all-time greats. And I actually think he might be the end of an era. He might be the last true point guard we'll ever really see. These guards nowadays in this positionless basketball in the NBA, I mean, they're two guards masked as one guards or swingmen who can – I mean, look at Cooper Flagg. They put Cooper Flagg at point guard all the time. Cooper Flagg ain't no damn point guard. So he has point guard skills. But I think in terms of pure point guards, Chris Paul's likely it. And, you know – he had a decorated career. You know, he's still on the Clippers right now, but I always kind of wish that he had made an appearance here with the Celtics. They could use him right now, couldn't they? Oh, my God. You see that game last night? What an embarrassment. 113-105 loss to the Nets. And listen, you know, we can get into this because this kind of goes back to tank or not to tank. So maybe you're like me and you love seeing the Celtics lose because it it gets you closer to a lottery pick. I would love that kid A.J. DeBontis from Brockton who's on BYU. Are you kidding? Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Derek White, and that kid? Yeah, how's another banner sound? I mean, that's exactly what's going on. But in the meantime, in between time, you're at home last night and you get your arse handed to you by a crappy Brooklyn Nets team. I mean, you got to be embarrassed if you're the Celtics. Here's how it sounded, and here's Joe Mazzulla after.
Put it up. Well, Michael Porter Jr. and company spoil the debut of the green floor. 113-105 in an NBA Cup group play game. Nets over the Celtics.
And is there kind of a lesson like they're 2-12, but they still play hard? Like you just cannot take anyone lightly. You can't, like, even though you beat them three nights ago.
There's a ton of lessons. They just played better. They played better than we did tonight. And regardless of, you know, record or not, you know, we are at our best. You know, we have to play at such a different level. You know, physically, mentally, we have to play at a different level to be at our best. And if we don't play at that level physically or mentally at our best, we could lose any night to anybody.
He ain't lying. I mean, has there ever been more of a true statement with this team? They are the little engine that could. They're undersized. They can't rebound to save their arse. They have no one to protect the rim. I mean, it is just... Thank God the NBA, all these teams now, all these G-damn teams, all they do is run down and jack up threes and open jumpers. They settle for jumpers. Thank God. Because if this team played in the NBA that you and I know and love, the back-in-the-day NBA, I mean, can you imagine what those big monsters would do to this team? Joel Embiid can't even stand on two legs. Can you imagine what Shaq or Olajuwon or Tim Duncan, any of the real bigs? I mean, they'd go 50-20. What would Jokic do to this Celtics team right now? Think about it. I mean, really think about it. So, you know, look, even with all that going on, you are a lottery pick away from being right back on top of the horse. You look, Jason Tatum... Have you never seen leadership or the void of it like when this team lost Jason Tatum? Jaylen Brown, from a talent standpoint, from a numbers standpoint, is amazing. And we saw what he did on the championship run. He was clutch as all get out, wasn't he? They don't win that championship without Jaylen Brown. But guess what? He's not a leader, is he? He's not a vocal leader. He doesn't talk much. He's introspective. He's a deep thinker. He's hanging out with Bill Nye. He's different. I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying what it is. Tatum is the guy. That's the leader. Okay? And his game is complete. on nights, if Brown and Derek White are cooking on a team like this, Tatum would say, I got to rebound. I got to play defense. I got to score on the inside. I got to attack. They don't have that, do they? So, look, this team, if I'm them, I'm trying to lose every night. Give me Luka Garza at point guard every night. Thanks. I mean, I wouldn't win another game the rest of the damn season. And then I'd hope like hell those ping pong balls go my way and I get A.J. DeBonsa and he never has to leave New England. The kid from Brockton suits up with Brown, Tatum, and Derek White, and here are your Celtics all over again. So that's my case for them. They're not that far off. They need a lottery pick. All right? That's what they need. Just like I need a drink. I could use one right now, actually. Good news for the Bruins last night. They handled business in overtime. Look, I love you guys. I love being on WEEI. I love being on NESN. You know I love talking your teams with you. But I never lie to you. I was asleep. I didn't see a wink of overtime. Not one. You're lucky I even made it to the third period, for Christ's sakes. I didn't overtime. What? Please. My eyelids said overtime this. Business hours are closed. But I was happy to wake up and see Geeky scored the game winner in OT.
Zadorov stays with it. Ripped it out to center ice. Pastrnak grabs it. Pastrnak, Geeky shoots. He scores! Morgan Geeky ripped one from the right circle. He blew it by Darcy Kuemper, who has something to say to the Bruins bench. The Bruins victorious in overtime. Morgan Geeky with both tonight here in Los Angeles.
Morgan starts it, ends it. It's seven of his first 15 goals have opened the scoring for you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were aware of that.
I mean, if you score, look at him last year. I wasn't. But if you look at him last year, and now I saw him this year, and he even worked even more this summer on the shot, on his release. Everything pays off. So he's been. It's nice to see that hard work gets rewarded, and I believe in that, and he's one of them.
617-779-7937. Everyone just take a breath on the Bruins. I mean, are you paying attention to that Atlantic Division? They're at the top. Yeah. Over the Red Wings, over the Lightning, over our old friend Brad Marchand and the Panthers, over the Maple Leafs, over the Habs. I mean, I get it. Everyone thought this team was going to suck this offseason. They didn't do enough. Why'd you do that? Why'd you hire this guy? Why? Take a deep breath. They're leading the division. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I am saying this looks like a playoff team. Marco Sturm's system works. Argue with someone else. Everyone tried to tell me what Morgan Geeky did last season. Oh, you can't pay him. He can't do that again. That's not sustainable. That was just a contract year. You can't pay him. You know that's a fluke, Travis. Shh, quiet. Morgan Geeky is tied for the league leader in goals. I mean, it is sustainable. It is real. You do have a 1-2 punch with Pasta and Geeky. And oh, by the way, Sturm's system makes it to where everyone scores. What you need is solid defense, which they play. And you need consistency from Jeremy Swayman. Did you see Jeremy Swayman last night? 31 saves. He stood on his head. The Bruins are not far off. Neither are the Celtics. Which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, Pats, call me. 617-779-7937. All right, thanks for being patient. These phone lines, I'm actually getting messages that people can't get through. So let's try to blow through these rapid fire. Which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Patriots, Red Sox, Celtics or Bruins? Let's go in order. Jonesy on line one. Who you got, brother?
Well, I'm on the Patriots right now because how can you be not too optimistic on that?
Yeah.
Your points on the Red Sox, I wanted to touch on. The last time I called and talked to you was last summer when the Red Sox were floundering around 500 and yep. lots of injuries, la-di-da-di-da, and the young kids were coming up, and then they went on a run. Yep. Now we got faith.
Yep.
I'm a longtime Bruins fan. I grew up in North Shore. Busick and all those guys lived in my hometown. Go Bruins. Celtics, we ain't got much hope this year, I don't think, but it remains to be seen, right?
That's right.
But go Pats. That's all I got to say, pal. And you and I remember talking and having a little faith in those Red Sox when they were floundering along. So, yeah, spend some money. Spend some money, Patriots. You know, I mean, yeah. for crying out loud, like you said, it's not my money, and they got plenty of it. You know, so let's go spend a little and give us fans, give us some fans something to root for. We're excited about all of them. So
Amen.
That's it. I'll hang up. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Jonesy. Good to hear from you, buddy. 617-779-7937. Let's keep the party going. Let's go to Paul. Paul, what's happening? Welcome to the experience. Who's bringing the title back first?
Well, I'm hoping the Pats are. I got two questions, maybe three. Who will win a Super Bowl VII first, Steelers or Patriots? And will there be a first-time Super Bowl winner before that happens within the next, say, 2 to 5 years? And I will hang up. You have a happy Thanksgiving, sir.
I appreciate it, Paul. I don't have time for trivia. I'll address the Steelers thing. The Patriots. I mean, what do you think? Aaron Rodgers is going to get that team anywhere? How's not no, but hell no sound. 617. Did that guy really ask me that? Do you think the Steelers will get one before the Pats? No. 617-779-7937. Question of the day. Which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Pats, Sox, C's, or B's? Let's go to Judy. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the experience. Who you got?
Hi, Travis. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with the Patriots only because we're kind of early in the season for the Bruins and the Celtics. However, if we're going to talk 2026, I really think that the Red Sox have a great chance.
Yeah.
I'm going to thank you so much for taking my call and have a great day.
You too, Judy. Thank you. I mean, listen, I brought this up to start the show. One thing we need to remember with these teams, they're all so likable. I know you guys kind of roll your eyes at that. Maybe it's because I'm in the media, but that matters. And I talked about this to start the show. I've covered teams with their championship windows open where the police blotter was also open simultaneously. And nothing derails you faster than a guy getting some domestic violence charge or some idiot drunk driving or some Dumas who gets an armed robbery charge. Like, these things come out of nowhere, and you're like, what the hell's going on? Next thing you know, someone's suspended, and then there's scandal and distractions. These teams around here, Roman Anthony, Jason Tatum, Drake May, Pasta, you may see them out for Pasta, and then they're going home to relax and go to practice the next day, and they'll take a picture with you and shake your hand, too. I mean, no one's on America's Most Wanted around here, are they, for these teams? That matters. 617-779-7937. Not only is your championship window open, these guys are likable. Let's knock these next two out, and then we'll go to break. Let's go to Ralph on line five. What's happening, Ralph? Welcome to the experience. Who's winning a title first?
First of all, Travis, you should be a regular here. This is a great show. Anyway,
thank you.
It's pretty easy. The Patriots and Red Sox second. And I base this on competition. Now, you're looking at these football teams. We all expect Kansas City to beat this team. The competition is not – you don't have a lot of good football teams right now. You have a lot of good baseball teams. But I'll say one thing about the Celtics. We were kind of hustled in here, and I kind of saw it when they re-signed Holiday to that deal. I'm saying, I'm scratching my head. Why? You can't sustain this kind of money. And then he puts it up for sale saying, you know what? Look at this team. You can win four out of the next five championships. Come on, buy it, buy it. I think he hustled Chisholm on this deal, and all of a sudden it's falling apart. But, of course, it's easy. Patriots won. I like what the Red Sox are doing. I really thought they should have and could have went out and got Guerrero, but I think it's Patriots 1, Red Sox 2.
All right, brother. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike on line one. Mike, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the experience. Who's winning a title first?
Hey, what's going on, boys? I'd say probably right now the Patriots just because they're front runners.
Yeah.
But then I'd also say the Red Sox, hopefully they make something happen this offseason. After that, definitely the Bruins before the Celtics. I do have a quick Celtics or Bruins point, though, I want to make, if you don't mind.
Of course. Go ahead, Mike.
I think Morgan Geekie is the most disrespected or undervalued player in the NHL right now.
Yeah.
Guy is the top goal scorer in the NHL. He's not even predicted to make the Canada team. I think this guy deserves more flowers than he's getting in the media right now. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, brother, men lie, women lie, numbers, and Mike, don't lie. Tied for your league-leading goals. Nathan MacKinnon, Morgan Geekie. What more needs to be said? I appreciate the call, Mike. When we come back, Adam Kaufman joins me, and we take your calls on this. Which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Pat, Sox, C's, or B's? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Let this bump, baby! Woo! Boston, I love you! Turn it on! Oh, yeah, that feels good, baby. Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. My question, simple today. It could be a complex answer depending on what you think, I guess. But the question is, which one of our local teams will bring a title back to Boston first? I opened the show making the case for the Patriots and the Red Sox. In the last segment, I made the case for the Celtics and the Bruins because they're a little more complicated. So most of you agreed. A lot of phone calls. That's why I give out the number a lot, 617-779-7937. You can also message me. I've been getting a lot of messages today in DMs and on the text line as well. Thank you to all of you. I've been getting a lot of random, you know, sometimes it's been a while since I've been on here at WEEI, so I've got a lot of random questions about who the hell I am. One guy on the text line asked me, Travis, are you Greek affiliated? Like, are you in a frat? I am not. However, you know, I'm friends with all frats. In college, you know, I've always been this loudmouth, kind of obnoxious class clown type. So all the frat boys love me. Obviously, you know, I've been in athletics for a long time. So even in college, I was covering the college teams. All the guys on the team love me. So I would get access to all the fraternity parties and the athlete parties all the time. And the only job I had to do was come in and act a fool, make people laugh, be the life of the party, make sure the DJ's playing good music. And they loved me for that, and they kept me around for that. So I'm not in a frat, but I am frat affiliated, I would say, for sure. And then I also got a lot of messages on the text line and in my DMs of just support. You know, a lot of people have seen me on Nesson, and they're Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Check me out. Hey, if Adam's not working, just tell him one. One's fine. Tell him 1 o'clock at this point. Adam Kaufman set to join us soon here on the Travis Thomas Experience. It looks like we're having some technical difficulties, so just push him to 1 o'clock. Who cares? I'm talking to my peeps. 617-779-7937. So I appreciate all the support and the love. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram. I'll just recap here what we've been doing all show. So, you know, I'm asking the question, which one of the local teams will win a title first? And, you know, Captain Obvious here, but we can all see the Patriots and how they're playing. 8 in a row. We all, I imagine, we know things can happen any given Sunday in the NFL, right? But I imagine all of us now with the news of no Joe Burrow, you know, you're going to get Joe Flacco tomorrow for the Bengals. To be honest, unless Joe Burrow played defensive end or like he was some sort of like Ed Reed level safety, I just don't even think it matters. You know, the Patriots have shown us. You can say what you want about, you know, an easy schedule and all that bull crap, but they have shown us they will beat the bad teams. You know, I get it. Like early in the year, who they lose to? The Raiders. Remember, they kind of shot themselves in the foot against the Steelers with all the turnovers and all that. And that Steelers team isn't bad by any stretch. But, you know, outside of the Raiders, which was the first game of the season, by the way, you know, Drake May is trying to find his way in a Vrabel system, yada, yada, yada. I mean, they beat bad teams. They beat the Dolphins. That's a bad team. They beat the Saints. They beat the hell out of the Titans. They beat the hell out of the Browns. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, I don't think the Falcons are a good team. The Jets are a mess. So they've handled it. And then, you know, obviously you're going to throw a couple, you're going to throw in a couple challenges. You know, Carolina now, that win looks better than it did at the moment. I mean, Carolina looks like a team that might be fighting for a wild card in the NFC. Okay. Tampa Bay, that was a test. Baker and Drake were going at it like a heavyweight fight. And obviously you're going to get, you know, you beat the Bills in Buffalo, you're going to get the Bills again at home, and you got to go to the big crab cake. So there's a couple more tests in the schedule, but you have to give this Patriots team credit for what they've done so far. And then obviously you make the case for the Red Sox too. You know, young nucleus is there. I think we had some callers say Bregman, let him walk. It's not worth it. I couldn't disagree more. I think you got to keep Bregman. You got to go get a number two starter. And then you need a big bat, whether it's Alonzo or Schwarbs or whoever, go get a big bat. And I think they could win a World Series. And look, Celtics and Bruins is complicated, but my God, you get a lottery pick with Tatum coming back, Jaylen Brown and Derek White, you got a shot. Bruins, Marco Sturm's system works. Are you looking at Geeky? He's tied with the league leader for goals. This is not this wasn't a flash in the pan with this guy. This is real deal. This is sustainable. Pasta's playing well. Sturm's system works. The defense is playing better. Swayman, he stood on his head last night in a win. If he can be consistent, I'm not saying the Bruins are winning a cup this year, but I'm saying they're a playoff team. Your championship window's open. All these teams, championship window is open for the next 2 to 4 to 5 years. 617-779-7937. Get in here. Which team's going to win it first? Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. All right, we have Kaufman. We're good. Can I just go to 54 then? Might as well do it since we're a little late. Let's bring him on. Adam Kaufman, my main man, my brother from another mother. Welcome. Welcome home to the experience, my brother. How are you?
Anytime I'm talking to you, I'm good, man. How things?
Things are great. I'll bring you right into my question of the day. I'm sure you heard it there, but it's, you know, which one of these local teams, I've made the case for all of them here since before you joined us, which one of these local teams is going to bring a title back to Boston first? Pats, Red Sox, Bruins, or Celtics? Who's going to get the duck boats fired up, brother, first?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'd love to make the case for the Bruins the way that they're playing right now and off that exciting win in overtime, Geeky 2 goals against the Kings, tough West Coast trip, all that stuff. I can't do it. I mean, look, we know what this is, and this team is exceeding expectations. Obviously, it's playing great, fun to watch, hopefully, and there should be if they keep doing what they're doing, a playoff future. But contending, I know we could sit here, and you and I, we've had this conversation. You know, once you get into the dance, hockey playoffs are different. You can win a cup as an 8 seed. A goalie can stand on his head. You can ride one line, all of these things. There are too many hurdles to overcome in terms of, I think, looking at the hierarchy of the NHL right now. And yes, standings wise, the Bruins are right there in the mix with everybody else, and we love that, especially ahead of Thanksgiving. But you know, I think they got more to show us, so I'm gonna knock the Bruins off the list. Now we come to the other three. The Celtics, man, it's crazy that the Celtics are not, you know, the automatic easy answer. This has been the team, obviously, the most recent locally to win the championship, as we know, you know, just over a year ago at this point in time. And they're a Jason Tatum return, if he looks the way he did pre-injury, away from, you would think, rejoining the upper echelon, at least, of the Eastern Conference. But with all the moves that they made out of financial necessity, getting under the second apron in the offseason and getting rid of Kristaps Porzingis and the salary dump, trading away Drew Holiday and kind of offloading that contract, but also trying to get in a potentially pivotal piece in Anfernee Simons, who's been a little inconsistent to start. And then, as we know, not bringing back either of the bigs, Cornett or Horford, you got a real top-heavy roster right now. You know, the objective for the Celtics at the moment is trying to figure out what's the path to Banner 19 and who of these young guys that are inexpensive can help us get there. But I think they are still, you know, probably a considerable move away from not being in the contender conversation, but actually bringing it home. You know, you look at just how incredible Oklahoma City is on the other side. And, you know, obviously Denver, as long as Jokic is alive, I'm not counting that team out of any conversation, and they're great. In the East, you know, I think Detroit's surprising a lot of people. I know you were high on Orlando. A lot of people were coming into the year. They're off to a slow start. They can maybe right the ship when Paolo Banchero comes along, but, you know, you got the Knicks, the Cavs to contend with. I just think, and this is, you know, sort of that bigger picture Celtics question, you know, are we a Jaylen Brown or Derek White trade away from them sort of just resetting the roster a little bit and offloading one better piece to bring in multiple other rotational pieces? So I just don't think, as much as I want the Celtics to be true Vegas-led odds conversation contenders next year, not really sure they are. And so then we go, you know, Red Sox and Patriots. And I'll go quicker with these, but like you said, with the Red Sox, you got to spend. And that's more than bringing back Alex Bregman. It's going out and he getting a power bat in the middle of the lineup, whether that's Schwarber or Alonso, somebody like that, or even a Suarez, obviously. You need a frontline number two starter, whether it's trading for Joe Ryan, trading for Hunter Green, signing, something better than a Dylan Cease, Framber Valdez, something like that. It's not going to be at the Garrett Crochet level. It's not going to be Derek Skubal, but it's got to be somebody that, you know, you got to have all due respect to Brian Bayo, who is, you know, a borderline two, excellent three. You need to have another team's one coming in to be your two behind a perennial Cy Young contender in Garrett Crochet. And then, yeah, you're right there. I mean, they were in the mix to win the division last year, obviously go to the wild card and kind of blew it, honestly. You know, should have hosted home playoff games last year, should have gotten past the Yankees. The Blue Jays are not this juggernaut the way we talk about the Dodgers and the way that they spend. So it's going to continue to be tough to knock off L.A. if they continue to go out and spend the way they spend each offseason. But, yeah, I think the Red Sox are definitely, if they make the moves, if Breslow is given permission by ownership to open the wallet, they are absolutely in the conversation at that point in time. And then the Patriots, of course, look, what the Patriots are doing, we can call them fool's gold based on the schedule or what have you, but, you know, I was surprised to see Joe Burrow is not going to play this weekend. They're going to go out. I think they would have won the game anyway, but they're going to go out and they're going to steamroll this Cincinnati team. They're going to beat the Giants. That's going to be a 10-game winning streak going into the bye. Then the fun starts, right? I mean, is this team going to be able to hang with Buffalo again at home? Are you going to win in what could be a flex night game in Baltimore? I mean, it's getting real now, but there's no clear-cut number one across the NFL. So, honestly, right now, maybe I'm just riding the high of everything going on with this team and Drake May. I'm going to say the Patriots. I'm going to live in the moment and look at the team that is quite literally the closest to a championship, and that is the one that is, you know, leading the entire NFL, or will be with that Broncos bye after the win coming up tomorrow.
Adam Kaufman joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. You can catch us together Monday morning on Nesson at 8 a.m. Victory Monday. We party like nobody's business. Let's let's stick with the Pats here. I mean, listen, you and I did this on television, and I couldn't agree more, especially after we kind of did the exercise together of when you line up the schedules, the remaining schedules, and you mentioned a couple tough, you know, games there for the Patriots coming up. The Bills, again, desperate Bills team, more than likely will come in here, and then you go to the big crab cake to take on Lamar Jackson. But when we line the Patriots schedule up with the Colts schedule and the Broncos schedule, I mean, it wasn't even close in terms of the Patriots have club med compared to the schedules of those teams. So my question to you is, do you believe that this team will have home field advantage through the playoffs in the AFC, and how important is that for the Patriots?
Well, you know, I think it's a really interesting thing. Obviously, it's important, obviously, in that, you know, you want to be able to find yourself in a position to have everything come through Foxborough, you know, host playoff games, not have to go to Mile High, deal with the Broncos. If any other, you know, really good team, if Mahomes gets over the hump, gets his team into the playoffs, if you know, Lamar, I expect the Ravens to be in the playoffs, but I think that's more a function of, I think the Steelers are going to fall out, is, you know, whoever comes through here, you know, you are going to have a challenge. Like, at some point in time, this sort of garbage pail quarterback after quarterback, a real challenge is going to come in. It's why I wanted them to face Joe Burrow this weekend. You know, even without Jamar Chase's top weapon, you know, let's see a real quarterback, you know. So Joe Flacco, all due respect, at 40 years old, he's not that guy, obviously. And so the Broncos, you know, I'm just looking at the schedule here, and as we know, the bye week and their eight straight wins, whatever it is, you know, Washington shouldn't be an issue, Vegas shouldn't be an issue, but Green Bay, as inconsistent as the Packers are, that's, you know, potentially a problem spot, even at home. I don't think you're going to have an issue with Jacksonville. Kansas City, that team could be fighting for its playoff life at that point. The Chargers, same deal. So the Broncos, they do have a tougher schedule, obviously, than the Patriots, and that is absolutely your number one competition when it comes to the first round bye. I think the Colts, you know, the road's a little too tough for them between also KC, Seattle, San Francisco, Houston, who may not be dead come week 18. So I really do think it's New England against Denver and the favorable schedule, as we talked about. It's the Patriots. So I clearly you always want to be home. You don't want to have to travel. You want the first round bye, extra week to just sort of monitor everything, get healthier, not worry about getting hurt. And then at that point, we know how it works. You got to win two games. And then off to the Super Bowl you go. And if you have teams, the way you're playing, not only offensively, which I'm not sure even despite Drake May and all that we celebrate him, I'm not sure the overall totality of the offensive performance is necessarily talked about enough considering this team. You remember, I mean, coming into the season, we were saying, okay, this is legitimate defense. This is a top 10 defense. Hell, if everything broke right, this is a top 5 defense. The offense, the way we talked about the offense was, man, is there any chance that they can be top 15? Like, any chance at all? And here they are, obviously, you know, with an MVP candidate at quarterback. And so the if you with, again, sort of the, not to go back to all the Bill Belichick, you know, win all phases kind of thing, but if you go out and just keep playing the way that you're playing, even against elevated competition, automatically, environment, we know what it's like here, it does matter, being at home, hosting those games, I think it's crucial. It's not an end-all, be-all, necessarily. Like, the team can win on the road, hasn't lost on the road so far this year. But any time that you have the choice, you'd much rather have teams coming into your house.
Sure. If you had to bet on one, would it be Vrabel Coach of the Year or Drake May MVP? If you could only pick
one. No, it's Vrabel.
Yeah,
it's Vrabel. Yeah. That's the – I mean, he's the favorite for a reason. Nobody saw this happening. You know, I think a lot of people had the team around, you know, maybe 7-8 wins, which was not a bad number. I mean, that's still double what you did each of the last 2 years, winning 4 games apiece under Belichick, then Mayo. That would have been a huge step in the right direction. Even if you were higher on this team like me, who said, you know, 9-10 wins, playoff team, you know, and I wasn't alone. There were certainly people that were hanging out in my end of the boat as well. There was nobody that said, winning the division, top team in the AFC, first round bye, 13, 14 wins like that. I mean, that would have been crazy talk. If Mike Vrabel can achieve that, and remember, it's a regular season award. Doesn't matter. I mean, we'd hate to see it, but doesn't matter if they go out and they, you know, lose in their first playoff game. That has no bearing on the award. If they go out, I love what the Colts have done, Steichen, and the leap that they have taken as a franchise too. But there's just no conversation. You know, we can debate Drake May at MVP. Mike Vrabel is your Coach of the Year. It's not close.
No doubt. Adam Kaufman joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Catch us together Monday morning on NESN at 8 a.m. for Patriots Victory Monday. Hopefully, I'm knocking on wood as I say that. How about the Bruins last night in overtime, West Coast? You know me, I was knocked out snoring, and I was so happy to wake up and see that Geeky put him away. This guy tied for the league lead in goals. It's unbelievable. With Nate McKinnon, maybe you heard of him. Swayman stood on his head, 31 saves. Don't look now. This team is still atop the Atlantic Division and getting comfortable. I mean, talk to me about these Bruins right now, man. They are absolutely hot.
Yeah, the way it's playing out, it's funny, you know, like you said, we talked about this on the air late in the week, previewing this road trip, and it's coming, you know, it's bearing itself out really the way that I think, at least we scripted it, you know, the way we hoped for. I think, you know, this is a gauntlet of a trip between Anaheim, L.A., San Jose, which is not the slouch that it has been the last couple of years, and then obviously coming back east with the Islanders, and that's, you know, 8 possible points. We said, you'd be content with 4, you'd really like 5, and you're probably losing against the Ducks. Well, sure enough, you lose against Anaheim, you look at the LA game, it's like, okay, this team is on your level, but man, maybe this is exploitable because LA is just, for whatever reason, it's a terrible team at home, has 1 win at home this season. So that was a spot that you could steal something, and they go out, they do that. You know, low scoring, you know, as I recall, it was scoreless through 2 periods. You know, both goalies were playing great, you know, no offense to muster on either side. And then Geeky obviously does Geeky things, you know, leading the NHL in goals or tied for the lead, as you said. And there's no slowing down. I mean, this dude is real. This is not fluky. Those 33 goals last year, he's already halfway there this year. We're sitting here again, not even at U.S. Thanksgiving. So he's been excellent. And the team with the buy-in defensively, you know, you do what you're supposed to do in L.A. Now you go to San Jose, which, again, is a team that, you know, you're still, you know, if not on the level of, maybe even a little bit better than. And there's nothing, like, again, they're not a doormat like they were the last couple of years, but they're not this, you know, incredible team either. Like, this is absolutely a winnable game at the Sharks. And we've seen the Islanders already, so we know that this is a team that is beatable as well. So I'm not saying, oh, three straight wins, come home 6 out of 8. Like, that'd be great. You know, it's possible. But 5 points, I think you're happy coming off of this trip if the Bruins can get it. And, you know, they avoid the loser point last night with the two, and, you know, we'll see where they go. But I think there were a lot of people, most people, probably coming into this year. Hell, you consider the Vegas odds. The conversation was, are the Bruins going to be the worst team in the NHL? Or, you know, certainly bottom five. Like, get ready. Here comes Don Sweeney with another, you know, great draft pick position. And it's turned. You know, this team with the, you know, got off to the hot start in terms of the three straight wins, you know, quickly fell off, 6 straight losses. It's been streaky. It's been up and down. But for the most part, over the last couple of weeks, they've found that consistency, not only in terms of the goalies, most especially Swayman, but again, as you alluded to, the buy-in defensively and trusting in Marco Sturm's system. And, you know, there are some injuries to contend with. You know, they're down a few of their top six forwards. You'd love to get those guys healthier sooner than later. And obviously McAvoy, they're going to be, that's a big hole to fill. You know, one of, if not your top defenseman, especially with the way he's been playing in recent weeks, takes the pucks to the face, and he's not going to play for it at this point. Who knows? I mean, if based on the reports, you're talking about him being back for the Olympics, that's February. I'd like to see him back in a Bruins uniform before that. I think their Bruins fans are going to have something to say about it if Charlie McAvoy, the next jersey, next sweater he puts on is Team USA and not the spoked B. You know, and I think fans will have a right to feel a certain way about it if that's the way it happens. But I'm hopeful he's going to be back before that. But clearly it's going to be weeks before we see him again. And they're going to have to kind of tread water defensively, maybe even go out and make an addition to just, again, improve upon the depth. Like, you've got between Zadorov and Lindholm, and like, you've got some pieces at the top. But, you know, whether it's a, you know, 4 through 6, something along those lines, you got to add something to sustain not having McAvoy for this period of time.
All right, my friend, always a pleasure. I was going to ask you some follow-ups about the Celtics, but I'm out of time, and you already mentioned
Not good enough.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Well, listen, I mean, you already went there saying maybe it's time to reset the roster altogether for the future. I feel like you're starting to come over to my side of things. Tank and get a great draft pick. That's the way to do this thing, man. I appreciate you, Adam. You know that.
If you can't go out and take care of a 2-win Nets team on your own floor as a 15-point favorite in an NBA Cup game, I mean, I don't care about the NBA Cup, but these players' wallets do, most of them. If you can't go out and take care of business in that, I mean, you don't know who the hell you are at this point in time. They got to figure some things out.
That's right. Adam Kaufman joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Catch us together Monday morning on Nesson at 8 a.m. for a Patriots Victory Monday. We're going to speak it into existence. You know, I appreciate you, man. I'll have you on again soon. Thank you.
Can't wait.
My man. That was good stuff right there. We touched all the bases for the local teams. When I come back, I'll tell you how many points your Patriots are going to beat the hell out of the Bengals by, and we'll go through the entire NFL slate right here. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls per use. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram. Get at me. I'm a great follow, baby. Yeah! Humble, too. My question to you, which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Patriots, Sox, Celtics, or Bruins? Call me, 617-779-7937. We're playing Power Hour. I'm only here till 2. Get in here and party with me, would ya? I mean, what are you doing? Do you even like your sports? Do you like your teams? Get in here. Did you hear what I'm asking? Who's going to fire up the duck boats first? Bees, Seas, Sox, Pats. I made the case all show long that all of their championship windows are open right now. That's right, right now. Shout out to my guy Scott from the Untold Patriots Stories podcast. Check him out wherever you get your podcast. Good guy chilling in studio with me. We are just partying here on The Experience. Get in here and do it with us. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.